Both Sergeant Andrew Colburn and Lieutenant James Lenk gave depositions in Avery's $36 million lawsuit against the county for Avery's wrongful rape conviction in 1985. In court on Tuesday, prosecutor Ken Kratz asked Lieutenant Lenk about the lawsuit.
Did that lawsuit cause you or compel you to plant any evidence in this case?
No, sir, definitely not.
How did you feel about that lawsuit? Do you remember?
I pretty much didn't care, one way or the other.
Sergeant Colburn gave similar testimony. Neither Colburn nor Lenk worked for the county when Avery was wrongfully convicted. But Avery's attorney, Dean Strang, told the judge that both planted blood and a planted car key will continue to be the heart of Avery's defense. Strang says he never expected either Colburn or Lenk to admit they broke the law.
I am not so naive to think that someone who may have planted blood evidence, who may have been involved in planting a key, would come into this courtroom and simply because asked under oath, "Did you do it?" say, "Oh yes, I did." We are not going to have a Perry Mason moment here.
Both the defense and the prosecution say they expect a lengthy delay in the trial when the FBI submits test results on a vial of Avery's blood that the defense claims is the source of bloodstains in Halbach's car. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.